Anthony's Pier 4, a Boston icon. The large image is of the main dining room at Anthony's Pier 4 restaurant. At the center is a long table with about a dozen people seated around it. They're examining their menus while a waiter stands nearby, poised to take down their orders. White tablecloths cover the tables. Wine glasses glisten, candles flicker, and sconces on the wall add soft light. The large windows look out over Boston's inner harbor and a tourboat sailing by. For almost 50 years, Anthony's Pier 4 was a vital part of the city's social and political life. To get to the dining room, one crossed a small bridge spanning a lobster pool. Owner Anthony Athanas wanted his customers to feel like they were making a grand entrance. In 1960, people told me I was crazy when I bought the Northern Avenue site, recalled Anthony Athanas. But he was determined a restaurant on what was then a dismal old pier could work. And it did. Anthony's Pier 4 became one of the highest-grossing restaurants in the country. For decades, diners celebrated life's milestones at Anthony's, feasting on seafood, prime rib, and popovers, and partaking of the extensive wine list. Athanas attributed his success to hard work and his involvement in every facet of the business. Colleagues in the food service industry noted his great instincts and vision. 4-year-old Anthony had emigrated from Albania in 1915. He left school at 13, working to help support his family. He never forgot his roots. Fellow Albanians pointed new arrivals seeking work to Athanas. A map at the restaurant showed employees' countries of origin. Athanas made a point of attending their naturalization ceremonies. By the end of the century, dining options in Boston expanded and shifted. In August 2013, 8 years after Athanas' death, his flagship restaurant served its last meal. There are 4 small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is a black-and-white photograph of actress Liz Taylor seated at one of the restaurant's tables with Anthony Athanas and his wife, Esther. Their sons Paul, Robert, Anthony Jr., and Michael stand behind them. The men are all wearing tuxes, and the women are elaborately dressed. Everyone is smiling. Liz Taylor helped put Anthony's Pier 4 restaurant on the map when she dined there with her husband, Richard Burton. The next black-and-white photograph is an aerial shot of the long Pier 4, filled with parked cars, and Anthony's Pier 4 restaurant at the end. Tied up outside the restaurant is the SS Peter Stuyvesant. The former Hudson River steamship arrived at Pier 4 September 1968 and waited while an elaborate docking facility was being built. For a decade, the vessel served as the restaurant's special events venue and cocktail lounge. It was filled with artifacts that Athanas had collected on his travels. Then, during the blizzard of 78, hurricane-force winds tore apart the underwater cradle and the steel and concrete attaching the steamship to the pier. The vessel sank and could not be salvaged. Next is a colored photograph of the restaurant's foyer. A couple is admiring dozens of photos of celebrities who dined at Pier 4. In his tribute to Anthony Athanas in the U.S. Senate in 2005, Senator John Kerry noted, however, that irrespective of name recognition or social standing, every guest received the same gracious reception from Anthony. The last color photograph is of someone reaching in with tongs to pick up a popover from a pan coming out of the oven. One diner who took his mother to Anthony's Pier 4 every year wrote, "The best part is watching the steam escape from a popover when you break it apart. The butter melts instantly in them." 13,200 eggs a week went into the restaurant's signature treat. A fresh batch came out of the oven every 15 minutes.